Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Molinaro. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Proley. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Stapleton reaches third base with a triple. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stapleton scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Proley fires to first and picks off Lynn. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez juggles the ball. That's an error on Perez. Lemon moves to third. Baines moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Kim reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. Baines scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Proley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison misplays the ball. That's an error on Morrison. Fisk scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Molinaro hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Molinaro reaches second base with a double. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Stapleton hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Fisk moves to third. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Squires moves to third. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Squires scores. Molinaro moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Stapleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kim hits a fly ball into center field. Len settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Squires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Squires moves to third. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Molinaro is walked intentionally. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Squires scores. Morrison scores. Molinaro moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Dick Drago now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3 White Sox. Ed Farmer now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-3 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Lynn scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice is walked intentionally. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farmer fields it and throws to home to get Fisk. Yastrzemski moves to third. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing third base. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Thad Bosley. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen now playing left field. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burleson for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 4 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz misplays the ball. That's an error on Cruz. Stapleton moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fisk is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.